Hi, I'm Francis Hellier, and welcome to my brand new podcast, Metaverse. This is a podcast for the future-minded, a series for anyone on the hunt for the next big thing and all its possibilities and implications. This is Tomorrow's World Today. With each episode, I will chat to those at the top of their fields, from futurists in crypto and space travel to forecasters in business and tech. Together, we will ask the question, what's next? Today, I'm joined by Hrish Lotlikar, co-founder and CEO of Superworld. Founded in 2017, the digital world enables users to buy, sell, collect, and curate over 64 billion unique plots of virtual land. The Superworld virtual real estate platform is mapped over the entire surface of the globe, allowing users to purchase from any place on Earth. Prior to Superworld, Hrish founded Rogue Initiative Studios, a Hollywood film, TV, gaming, and immersive entertainment studio. He was the founding managing partner of the early stage VC fund East Labs, and is currently venturing even further into the metaverse with an upcoming project in Barbados. Hrish, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and in our conversation. And it's great to talk to your community.
So I'm so excited. Let's get started with your background and the journey to starting Superworld.
Sure. Yeah. So I can give you a quick run through of my background. So I was born in India, grew up in the United States, went to school, undergrad at Rice University, kind of lived all over the world in Europe, kind of growing up as well. Between college and grad school, I was living in Madrid, Paris, and London, spent some time in Eastern Europe as well during that time period. But I always have loved the world. I'm a global nomad now. And so building a company like Superworld in a world itself is very much close to my heart, something I'm very passionate about. But I went to grad school originally kind of start off down the pre-med path. I was doing an MD, MPH, MBA, and, you know, I'd gotten a grant to do the MBA. And that's kind of what took me down this other path less traveled in my life. Ended up in management consulting, investment banking. I worked on Wall Street for a while. I was at UBS and HSBC in New York, doing public finance, corporate finance, and M&A. And, you know, it's funny because I started off in real estate investment banking in New York, and we're doing virtual real estate now. So, you know, life is kind of funny and kind of connects the dots in interesting ways. But got into venture capital in New York. And then ended up starting, I had an idea, wouldn't it be cool to start a VC fund somewhere in the emerging markets? And I came out to Eastern Europe, didn't know anyone, about 12 years ago, and went to Ukraine, Russia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Moldova, ended up starting a VC fund in Ukraine, backed by a big investor out there named Viktor Pinchuk. Then it got involved in another one in Belarus. I'm on the board of Tech Minsk, which is in Belarus. The company that does all the face filters for Instagram and Facebook, the company called Masquerade, which went through that accelerator and got bought by Facebook. So I got involved in the AR VR space through that affiliation kind of early. And then I was early at a company called TopTal, which is a talent marketplace backed by Andreessen Horowitz. It's a global talent marketplace. It's now the number one talent marketplace in the world. So I had a really great experience there learning how to scale and grow companies. And, you know, again, that company is a unicorn company now, and learned a lot there. And then 5 years ago, I co-founded Rogue Initiative Studios, which is a film, television, gaming, and virtual reality studio in Hollywood. My co-founder produced Call of Duty, Modern Warfare series, and Ghosts. And my production partner is Michael Bay, the action director, who's known for Transformers, The Island, Armageddon, Pearl Harbor. So at Rogue, what we do is we build franchises, feature film, television, gaming, all the way to amusement park rides and toys. And that's how I got into AR, VR industry. Rogue is backed by all the top AR, VR venture capital funds in Silicon Valley and globally. So I was in that industry. And what happened was about 5-6 years ago now, Pokemon Go came out, you know, and it became this huge worldwide sensation. And, you know, I got together with my co-founder, Max Woon. Max and I had worked together on the YouTube platform. So we have another media company in our background. But we got together and we thought, you know what? If we can't build the next Pokemon Go, what if we could build a world? What if we could build a place where the next 1,000 Pokemon Goes gets built onto it? And I'm using Pokemon Go as an analogy for adding digital information to the world, right? Anyone can do anything. So anyone can create, discover, and monetize anything anywhere. That was the vision of Superworld.
A lot of our listeners would have heard of Superworld, but for those who haven't, can you describe what it means and what you've built?
Yeah, so you know, I use a three-pronged analogy to describe what Superworld is. And so the first part of that analogy is, again, Pokemon Go. That analogy is, you know, adding digital information to the real world. So if I come to Prague or London or New York or Los Angeles, anywhere in the world, you could say to me, Rish, why don't you check out my world? And I could walk around and you've left me things. You've left a hologram of yourself somewhere, totally interactive. I can talk to you. You've left photos and videos in different places. You've left messages at your favorite restaurants about what I should eat and drink. You've personalized the real world in augmented reality. So I have a world, you have a world, brands have worlds. And then the second part of the analogy is Foursquare. That's an analogy for data. And so on the data side, you know, what we believe in is permissioned use of data. We believe in data integrity. Basically, what we want to do is users should earn crypto for their data monetization. And then also, you know, we want to do things that are positive for the world. So the high level mission of Superworld is how do we build a better world? And so as an example of that, you know, when you buy virtual land in Superworld, we'll plant a tree in the real world. You know, we're partnered with the World Bank in the Caribbean. We're, you know, partnered with the UN and UNESCO to help rebuild Beirut. So there's a lot of things we're doing that are very positive for Earth. And then the third part of the analogy is Monopoly. That's an analogy for, you know, again, we've taken the surface of the Earth and divided it into 64 billion virtual blocks. And each block covers a city block of land. And if you buy a plot of virtual land anywhere on Earth, you get a share of the monetization. E-commerce, digital commerce, data, analytics, gaming, advertising, any kind of monetization that happens there. And so that kind of completes the overall, you know, story of what Superworld is. We have a mobile app that allows you to create, discover, and monetize. We have an NFT marketplace, allows you to create digital assets. And then finally, we're tokenizing and moving into decentralized finance as well. So again, virtual world, literally anything you can think of, there's no limits to the possibilities, but we're, again, enabling anyone to create, discover, and monetize anything anywhere.
It's such exciting stuff. So you step into Superworld and you can create a world of your own. Can you describe to our listeners the process of buying virtual land?
Yeah, so it's pretty straightforward. You know, you just come to Superworld. You can go on the map. There's a button, you know, enter Superworld or get started. You'll start at a map interface. And the idea is that if you understand what we're doing, if you understand that the world is moving to the internet of locations, right? You know, again, Superworld's all around us. Anywhere we are, it's all around us. But now what if you could own those locations where all this computing is happening, right? In the infinite number of filters on the world. And so literally, if you understand that vision, then what we've done is we've divided the world into digital assets that you can own, right? These are structured as NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain. And so you can buy those NFTs, and those NFTs give you, again, a share of the economics that happen there. And so, you know, again, to answer your question, you just pick out a place in the world, you got to set up a wallet, which gets you into Web3. So, you know, there's a lot of people who don't know what Web3 is or how they can enter Web3 or how they can get on board with crypto. And Superworld's a really great way to do that. You can come on board, you know, set up a wallet, put some Ether in your wallet. A plot of land costs 0.1 Ether. You got to pay some gas, which is a standard thing on Ethereum. So, you know, again, 0.2 Ether, your safe bet, you can get a plot of land. And then you pick out, you know, your favorite places in the world. And I always say everyone has a favorite place or a special place. So, you know, go and find your favorite places and you can, you know, transact and buy. And then once you buy, you know, you buy for 0.1 Ether and you can reprice it, right? So you're like, you know what, this place I bought for 0.1, you know, I think it shouldn't be worth what, $400, which is 0.1. It should be worth, you know, $100,000. So you can reprice it to whatever you want.
Amazing. So how are you enhancing the real world with Superworld?
Yeah. So again, the idea of Superworld is, you know, how do we enable anyone to create, discover, and monetize anything anywhere. And, you know, the way we think about it is, you know, as technology starts taking over our lives, you know, in different ways, in a positive way, to be clear, meaning you know, the jobs of the present are replaced by machine learning. And, you know, people are able to be more creative, are able to follow their passions. You know, what we are doing and enabling is allowing anyone in their real life to, again, pursue those passions, pursue the things that they love in their real life. And so at Superworld, we're providing the tools, the features, whether that's, you know, creating content, you know, directly from your camera roll on your phone, right? And placing content from your phone into real world locations, creating NFTs from content in your phone and placing those at real world locations, creating, you know, again, links, you know, to your website, or if you have an online business or a podcast in this case, and you want people to join your podcast, what if you could put your podcast in every park around the world? Right. And when people come to that park, they can, you know, click on your podcast, download it and listen to it. What if you could put the audio from your podcast on, you know, the best jogging trails around your city? Right. And so, again, you can, you know, the world is your palette. OK. And whatever it is that you love, you can, again, paint the world with those things. And we have artists that use Superworld to put NFT art. We have educators that, you know, want to build educational content. You know, we have governments like Barbados last week announced that they're building an embassy, as you mentioned. So, you know, again, everyone has a passion or a purpose, and we want to enable that.
The thing I find most inspiring about these conversations is when we started the idea of this Metaverse podcast, it was about technology. But actually, lots of these conversations about creativity, artistry, and the freedom to express ourselves. And that's really inspiring and exciting. You've certainly created lots of tools around this. Why is this creativity so important to you?
Well, you know, I mentioned that I'm a global nomad and live very, you know, internationally. I spend about 6 months to a year in different places around the world. I love, you know, Eastern Europe, as I mentioned, but I spend a lot of time in Asia and in South America and all over the US and other places. And, you know, I've always been a real proponent of freedom, you know, freedom in terms of, you know, life and creativity and other things. And, you know, I think that, you know, the world is a big place, and there's a lot of, you know, inspiration and creativity that needs to be unlocked in the world. There's a lot of very smart, creative people. You know, the TopTal is a great example of what I mean by that. You know, it's a global talent platform. There's talent everywhere. And, you know, as we think about how, you know, what is the best way to improve the world, empower people, is to give them tools that allow them to, you know, shape the environments around them in a positive way and, you know, make an impact. And all of us have different ways of making that impact. Some of us are educators, some of us are, you know, into technology or into media, podcasting, you know, whatever it happens to be. And so, you know, I'm very inspired by, you know, being able to provide access and, you know, again, providing tools that enable people to really, you know, optimize their life and in whatever way makes them happy. So have that freedom of expression.
Do you think we are sort of shaping the internet to be a more positive space, more creative, and making sure that people are more in control of their own use? How do you see this going forward?
Yeah, you know, I think that Web3 is really, you know, opening the floodgates to, you know, people in general having the ability to have ownership of, you know, the various aspects of their life that they currently aren't able to, you know, fully monetize and fully, you know, have control over, right? And that again, by providing certain structures like NFTs and you know, again, you know, utilizing blockchains, utilizing other tokenization mechanisms. You know, our goal at Superworld specifically is, you know, how do we take this concept of play to earn, which you hear about in video games, right? Not everyone plays video games, right? But everyone does pursue passions in their life. So how can I, you know, enable Nike to pay you to go on a run? How do I enable activities that you want to pursue in your real life become things that you have ownership over, control over, and you're monetizing? You're able to build a livelihood because, again, metaverse in Superworld's case, you know, encompasses your life online and offline. And how do we capture that in a way that allows you to have that, you know, that control and power, ownership, transparency, authenticity? There's a lot of benefits that Web3 really brings to the table.
Right. Number one question, Barbados. It's a fantastic story, your recent partnership, the idea of people setting themselves up in the metaverse. Can you tell me about how this partnership came about?
Yeah, sure. So again, you know, my friend, Ambassador Gabriel Abed, who is the ambassador from Barbados to the UAE and a visionary in technology in the crypto space, he and I were talking about, you know, how Barbados really would like to, you know, become a leader in technology, in Web3, in, you know, the metaverse itself. And, you know, he, again, has done some pretty amazing things in his life in the technology world. And that's kind of why he's in the position that he's in representing Barbados. And, you know, so his idea and philosophy was, you know, how do we leverage technologies like Web3 and the metaverse to enable Barbados to provide, you know, amazing, you know, services to its citizens and to enable Barbados as a country to, again, expand its diplomacy around the world in a positive way and, you know, the many areas that they're focused on. And so, you know, that was kind of the progenitor of this specific embassy project. And it's not just, you know, going to stop there. So there's, you know, other governments that are also now in conversations. And the idea is that this is going to enable Superworld to provide, you know, teleporters to other metaverses. So, you know, in our view, we're kind of the gateway to the metaverse. We're focused on people's real lives. Right. Again, back to what I was saying. And so, you know, if we are enabling providing government services to citizenry of countries around the world, and those citizens want to, you know, again, become super citizens in Superworld and also be able to access other services like decentralized finance. Would like to access, you know, other crypto, other metaverses, other virtual worlds, other, you know, token mechanisms. We'd love to, you know, kind of enable that. And so it fit really well in our vision of what we're trying to accomplish as we work with, you know, a variety of stakeholders. And again, we're already partnered with the United Nations and UNESCO and the World Bank. And so some of that was already some of the, you know, the relationships that were in place that also kind of helped facilitate some of these things.
I know you won't believe it, but I'm old enough to remember when the internet first started. And at the time, we were talking about companies like the BBC and governments launching on the internet. And I think that the opportunities now in the metaverse are so exciting. Can you give a bit of insight into Rogue Initiative Studios and what did you do there?
Yeah, sure. So I had worked on the YouTube platform. That's actually how I met my co-founder Max at Superworld as well. And my co-founder at Rogue Initiative, I also met through my work on YouTube. And he had previously produced the Call of Duty franchise, and then previous to that, worked with Steven Spielberg at Amblin and DreamWorks. And so we got together, and really the idea was, linear entertainment, like a film or a television show that you watch on, TV or even an SVOD platform like Netflix and others, and, an interactive game like you would play on PlayStation and Xbox or whatever, is really coming together. Right. And so and he had worked with Michael Bay at Amblin and DreamWorks. And Michael is known for the Transformers franchise and, lots of big, very action oriented science fiction type content, movies and such. And, if you look at a typical Michael Bay movie and you look at a Call of Duty game, they're becoming more and more the same, lots of explosion. There's Kevin Spacey plays in a Call of Duty game, and, there's Hollywood actors in lots of games now, and vice versa, right? Lots of computer generated content in a film, right? And so really, the idea of Rogue Initiative is, how can you, from the foundational level, create content, create assets in an engine, and, really take movie production, feature film production, which is becoming more and more the same process of video game production, and do it in a way where you're creating globally marketable properties that can go across mediums, meaning feature film, television, gaming, immersive entertainment, all the way to merchandising, all the way to amusement park rides, and do it from the ground up. So doing it in a very concerted way. So currently how that's happened in the past is, a video game comes out, becomes really popular, and then as an afterthought, you make a movie out of it. Or, you make a movie and, it becomes a big hit and people are like, hey, let's make a cartoon or toys or a TV show or a video game, right? And how can you kind of think about the original content creation process in a way where you know from the offset that you're gonna create a movie, it's gonna be globally marketable, right? So you're gonna be, looking at the China market, looking at the India market, looking at the US market. How is that gonna play into the story? How is that gonna play into, the appreciation from your fans of that content? And then, again, looking at across mediums as well, is this something that could become a video game? And how can we create it in a way that this, has legs as a video game world, right? Do we add NFTs to this? So there's a lot of things there that, I think are very strategic kind of foundational thoughts. And that's the idea of Rogue Initiative.
Well, that's great stuff. And I think the NFT space is something our listeners are very, very interested in. Where do you think the opportunities are within this space and Superworld going forward?
Yeah, the NFT space, and we've been in the space for a while now. It's been, almost 4 years since we've gotten into the space. Fairly early there, CryptoKitties was, our inspiration. Dapper Labs has done some amazing work in that space.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, I think that for us, we see the foundational technology. We're very long-term oriented about the space, even though very surprisingly, it's reached this, popularity that I would never have imagined this year, which is amazing. But our kind of viewpoint on it is, again, providing real-world utility. So as an example of that, 2 weeks ago, we did an NFT that gives you access to a luxury club in New York and Miami. We did a 3D NFT yacht at the Monaco Yacht Show. A big part of our mission is how do we create NFTs that, impact your real life, enhance the real world. And so that's how we're seeing the space. Obviously, you know, in the video game world and the fashion world and the music world, you know, there's a lot of very direct to consumer kind of access, you know, whether it's to a concert, whether it's to a show, whether it's to buying and owning a piece of media. Those are all very kind of obvious use cases, which are, again, in market now, but, you know, art, you know, et cetera. But I think that the way we're thinking about it longer term is, you know, how do we get this into people's daily lives in the real world, which is our focus, as I said, the real world.
What's the future hold for you, Rish, and Superworld?
You know, our future is really about how do we look at what our super citizens want us to build, and being really focused on, you know, building out those services, building out those features, enabling our super citizens and users to, you know, again, be able to create, discover, and monetize anything, anywhere, build livelihoods, be empowered. And then the second, you know, part of that, which again is our mission, is how do we focus on, you know, taking all of these opportunities, all of these things that are happening, with the focus on how do we improve the real world? How do we take advantage of this opportunity to do something very positive? Can we create mechanisms, you know, in our token design, in our platform, that actually can bring about positive change in the real world? And, you know, the Barbados, you know, embassy, you know, mission is a great example of that. We brought together two tribes in the Amazon 3 weeks ago that have been at war for 500 years, and brought them together to create, you know, art in the middle of the Amazon jungle. And so, you know, the idea is that, you know, can we do more of that? And how do we do more of that kind of stuff that creates a positive experience for people?
It's truly, truly inspiring stuff. Thank you so much for taking part in Metaverse. I'm so grateful for having you on, and it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's a pleasure. And I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to share our vision. And I look forward to being back. Let me know. I'm happy to.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Metaverse with me, Francis Hellyer. Thank you to my guest, Frish Lokhlekar, for a fantastic conversation. Tweet at us at MetaversePod with any suggestions or feedback. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please do share a link on social media. You can sign up to receive an email when a new episode drops at our website, metaverse.fm.